Jeremy, we're in the mill, sitting in the top half of the mill in Oundle, and I've been chatting with you about what it means to have an accolade or win a particular prize. Now, this last year, you won the Northamptonshire Food and Drink Award for the best restaurant in Northamptonshire. What did that mean for you?
Well, primarily, the guys work really hard, and it's good to be recognised for being the best at that time in the county, which was really, really good, because the guys work really hard. So it's sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy for ourselves as opposed to anything else.
You talk about your guys. You're talking about the lads I can see through the glass here at the moment who are working on making my lunch in the kitchen. Actually, it's quite spectacular to see. Tell me, how many have you got in your team?
So we run the kitchen at around five or six chefs, and then I've got about four or five front of house, and I've got a team on reception for the rooms. But Oundle, we're not a kitchen, or it's not. When I mention my guys, it's a collective as the hotel. We are one big family, to be honest.
And here's what they said in the awards, that they felt that you had a really seriously good family atmosphere here. And I remember listening as you came up to get your awards amongst great cheers from your crew. I think you were on the table next to us, actually. Has it made any difference to people coming here, and has it made more people come to eat?
So obviously we were only 2 years old anyway. We were runners up in the first year and we were a year old, which we were delighted with, and obviously winning the second year has been fantastic. It's sort of raised our profile somewhat. We're at the north end of the county, so we're sort of on the periphery of Northamptonshire anyway. But what it has done, it's just sort of cemented that all the effort we've put in and what we do, and it's sort of people have sort of seen the profile raise of the mill, and of course it's got us out there, which is just fantastic.
Now, you've already got two AA rosettes. Is that right?
Yes, we have.
And how long have you had those?
So they came sort of last year. So it's the second year we've got the plate, which we're delighted to get two rosettes, because the menu we offer at the moment is quite a broad stroking menu. So I believe when the inspector came, he had chicken liver parfait, spaghetti carbonara our way, and treacle tart, and we got two rosettes for it. So that's pretty basic fare to be given, quite a good accolade. And then also on the menu, we also have the signature dishes, which we will sort of, when we build more rooms, we've got some more rooms hopefully being built later this year. We're going to split the dining offer, so we have casual downstairs, and the fine dining will be upstairs where we are now.
Well, it caters for both purses really at that point, which I quite like about this place. Everybody at the moment seems to be talking about Michelin stars. Michelin stars are in the press, they're on the radio, and the chefs themselves are becoming sort of celebrities in their own right. How do you feel about Michelin stars? Would you like one, and would it have any effect on your business?
So I've been exposed to Michelin. Obviously, a lot of the places I've worked have been Red Star AA, which is top 200 hotels. I was fortunate enough to work at Mallory Court when we had a star when I was 25, and I took over as head chef from being sous chef there. So yeah, it's I've never really cooked to get accolades. I've more cooked to get customers, sort of acceptance. And in a full restaurant, as most people tell you, is much better than having no customers and applaud it. But what it did say is that when Steve opened the Moody Goose in Bath, and I sort of worked with him, we won the Michelin star there. And as soon as the guide came out, the phone was red hot for about 3 weeks. So it does have a massive impact. The way people, when they say what's a Michelin star, for me, it's like an actor winning an Oscar. It's really a chef's Oscar, because it really does mean that you've gone above and beyond. You really have pushed the boundaries. The stuff you're doing is solid. It's consistent. And it's just, I think it's aspirational. Everyone would like to have one, but it's not as easy to get as people think, as people try too hard. And I think the best way is just to cook honestly from your heart, enjoy what you do, put love into your cooking, and hopefully someone will recognise that you're doing a good job.
That's brilliant. I really hope you guys get a star, because I think you deserve one.